My name is Adam Horvitz. I am 17 years old. Today is May 19th, 2022, and I'm speaking with Mr. C, who is my computer science teacher. We're recording this interview in Coconut Creek, Florida. Tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
My name is Andre Chmielewski. My students call me Mr. C. I was born actually in Utah back in 1982. I grew up in California though, and after I finished college there, I moved out to Poland for what ended up to be 15 years, and then I came back to Florida. I came back to the United States, settled here in Florida about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So I guess following up in Poland, what is teaching in Poland versus teaching in America taught you about their cultures?
Right. So that's quite a question. Yeah. So just the structure of the system is a bit different. One thing I found interesting and very different about it is that you would, in the United States, every grade you change your classmates. So who you're in second grade with is different than what's in third grade. And I'd say that very much fits the way Americans like things. Americans are open people in general. They like to interact with others, and they're always kind of having a lot of friends and a lot of contacts. In Poland, that's not as valued, because in Poland, who you get placed in with, like your first grade, you are in that same group of people all the way up till like sixth grade. So it's like class 1A or something, and then next year it's 2A and 2B, and then 3A. And sure, if you know someone leaves the school and someone new comes in, they might put in their class, but you know, you might be sitting, like you might make a friend your first grade, and you will be with that friend in class, and that might be your buddy that you sit next to, you know, all through your primary school education.
So the classes don't really change?
Yeah, well, the makeup of the classes, yes. Right? And then very often you will also stick with the same teacher. So going from grade 1 to 3, you might have the same teacher, and then 4 to 6, you might have the same teacher, mm-hmm. Right? And they take you through, they follow you through. So there they value this certainly deeper relationship versus this kind of mixing of the different, the variety of relationships.
Right.
That was one of the things.
So do you have any favorite stories from your work life, either in Europe or Poland?
My favorite stories. I mean, yeah, there's quite a bit.
Very broad.
very broad question. Let me just think what comes to mind here. I found that, favorite stories from my work life.
Could be anything.
Right, and that's the problem. It could be anything, right? I would say, let me think here, back at this one school that I taught at. I worked in a public school there, and private schools, and they did function similarly, but differently. I found, yeah, I don't know, like, give me, what kind of story? Like, give me a,
maybe like a particular
here.
Student that was interesting, or like a way of teaching?
Sure. Oh, well, I mean, I suppose I did have this one year of students. It wasn't my first year of teaching computer science in the IB there, but it was like the second or third, and I had this small group of students, and two of the students were just these computer geniuses right off. Like, they were already like breaking into, like, they were able to like hack into routers and do all sorts of kind of naughty, funny things. And one of them I still am in contact today. I'll call and talk to from time to time. He's a really good student. He's really just like a really good personality. Great guy. And I don't know, he, you know, he was just a really great student. So I'm trying to think here. I did the extended essay with him. We did some competitions. So he did this like school 2.0 competition when he was in middle school. So I met him in middle school and had him but really got to know him in the IB in the last 2 years. But I also, because I also taught English, so I taught him like English as a second language, so I taught him English there as well. Funny stories, he would just like, so I just remember him and his buddy would be in the computer lab there, because we had a lab there, and students would be talking with one another. And one of the other students, though, he was able to, he installed some kind of like packet tracing software on the computer and was able to, like, because we had some unencrypted like website we were using, because I had to like set up like it was a LMS Moodle, and he was already like shouting out, "Hey, why'd you make that password like that?" And the other guy was like completely surprised and stunned, like, "What are you talking about, that password?" And it's because that student had seen the packet and was able to identify that was because the password was unencrypted and say like, okay, that was the password.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So they were able to like, hack some stuff and leverage it pretty well.
What do you think was the most similar about teaching in Poland versus in the US?
The most similar. Yeah, the similarities don't jump out at you. It's more
the differences.
So in what way are students in Florida the same as the students I met in Poland? I think that way more similar than different. That's what kind of makes this problem hard, right?
Or different than similar?
No, more similar. Like people are pretty similar across the board. Sure, the circumstances and the way you grow up changes. So I can't really attribute a lot of how they're different to their personality as much as like, well, that's the world that they grew up in. So that's the way, that's the environment that they found themselves in. So that's how they behaved, right? Because I had public school students and private school students, and they behaved differently. And I would say that like private school students and public school students are different from each other, and I feel like that difference is probably maintains itself here as well. That the systems just like people are react to the way they are in the system. And I taught both in a private school and in a public school, and kind of the pace that we work and the way and the individual attention and kind of, you know, there's that stereotype about like the spoiled rich kid. It's like, yeah, there's like in private schools, yeah, there's spoiled rich kids, but there's perfectly great kids too. And are there like parents in public schools that are like hyperactive and crazy and like will come in and always be unhappy about something? Yep, same thing in Poland as well. So, you know, I can't really say it's, you know, what's similar is just like the experience of going to school and people are people.
Yeah. Do you think like a private school student in Poland would be more similar to a private school student in the US than a public school student in Poland? Does that make sense?
I think that if they sat down and talked about their experiences, that it would be easier for the public school students to talk, would relate more with the way that public school is set up in Poland as it is in the US, and then private school students would be able to relate more to private school students here in the US, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess, what is the your future of teaching hold?
Oh, my future of teaching?
Yeah.
Well, I think for the time being, I'm hanging around here. Certainly I got some kids in the school. I got a rising sixth grader. So that means another 6 years, probably here. I don't, you know, if I feel good and comfortable and valued, I'll stick around here. You know, it's a nice place. I want to keep developing computer science. I feel like the IB is a great like place where I've kind of coming close to cracking the cracking the code on how to organize the course. And I think once I do that, I might actually get bored and I'll say, well, let me teach like principles or an intro course, or you know, or let me find out about the middle school even, you know, I don't know, right? Because I think that's something I thrive in, is change and just having that ability to always look at something new and different. So yeah, I'd say probably won't be, in a couple of years, I probably still won't be teaching exactly the same course load I am now.
Yeah, that's not surprising. All right, I think that's all.
Okay.
Thank you for spending the time with me to go over your history.
Sure.
Yep.
No problem.
Thank you.